And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, in 2025, we came up with a couple of new games. We boned the games that we'd been going with on this show for a very long time.
You got to keep it fresh, mate. Got to keep it fresh. Yeah, otherwise do we though? Get bored.
Well, okay. But the thing is, by keeping it fresh, you have been like, nah, not having any of these. We're changing them next year.
Yep. Oh, but then
you don't.
Games?
Yeah. But then you don't come with any ideas.
Hey, I right? think I came with all the ideas.
No, you're like, oh, I've heard this. Someone else is doing it.
Yeah.
So we should take that.
No, I show you videos of other games that people play.
Yeah, and like, they're very funny. They're very, very good. Anyway, and so I thought, okay, well, do you want me to like present you with maybe Please. Something that we can do going forward?
I would love you to present okay. me with a game that we can play next year.
I've got an idea. I've got the bare bones.
Yeah, okay.
But I just don't have like a jazzy tune or anything.
What do you mean, like a jazzy tune?
Like, okay. I don't have anything that's like, oh, it's that game. You know how we play 1 second song and it's like one?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, oh, like an intro.
I need like an intro.
You need some sort of like jingly music.
Yeah. Okay.
When I need jingly music, I always go to the seminal Terence Trent D'Arby hit. Wishing Well.
I'm just going to try and jump in. I feel like I'm at the skipping rope.
He's going to sing. Hurry up.
No, I've got to go back. Okay. You know when you're at the skipping rope and you're yeah. like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Okay, you want me to go here. Back?
Okay, yeah. What AI have you fallen for this week?
Ah.
What AI have you fallen for this week?
I don't mind that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I want to tell you about the AI that I fell for this
okay.
week.
Okay. You sure you don't want to? Sure you don't want to listen to the rest of Terence Trent D'Arby?
No.
It'll hit Wishing Well. Where'd this guy go?
I cannot imagine him. What's his name? He's got seven
Terence
names.
Terence Trent D'Arby. Come
Terrence.
On. Put some respect on that name.
Terence Trent. Beautiful.
Isn't he a beautiful man?
Stunning.
And he's not being cancelled, is my understanding.
Okay.
So that's also a positive. If we can get it back around to a chorus, that would be amazing.
He's changed his name.
Oh, is that why he's not yeah. around anymore?
Sandana Maitreya.
Okay. I didn't
lives
think
in
it
Italy,
could be.
In
I, didn't think, I didn't think it could be more difficult than Terence Trent D'Arby with the apostrophe in there. But no, he worked out a way to do it. Oh, here we go.
What AI did you fall for this week? What AI did you fall for? What AI did you fall
Guys,
for this week?
Guys, you may not believe that, but that's completely live. She's just done that with no practice.
Yeah, but in saying that, let yeah. me get back to the point
okay.
I'm trying to make here. So the AI that I fell for,
yeah.
right, someone sent me this video of, you know how if you want to go and adopt a pet,
yeah.
maybe you go to Gorts, maybe you go to Gar, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They had a bunch of people sitting in rooms and they let the dogs choose the people.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
And so they had a whole bunch of, like, they had like a golden retriever come out and then it would jump on a person and they would hug and then there was like a staffy that came out
yeah.
and then a pug or whatever and they would choose. So people, if you want to adopt, you sit in a room and the dog will choose you.
It's like the corgi that predicts the NBA finals. Sure, move on.
Yeah. Anyway, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Went to the comments. AI.
AI.
That's how I felt.
That's
it sounds
it.
Like some Round the Twist stuff, to be fair.
Really?
It does. Nah, it really does. I don't know if it's, I mean.
Mate, if you do one thing today, do a deep dive on Terence Trent D'Arby's discography,
okay.
the back catalogue. Sign your name across my heart. I want you to be my baby. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Anyway, so what were you saying about AI? Sorry.
No, don't worry about it.
Nah,
wrap it up.
Write it on a piece of paper.
Oh, I haven't heard that one for
yeah,
a while.
Pop it in the bin.
Okay.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Pardon to everyone out there. This might get a touch on the graphic side of things. I was chatting with a mate yesterday and he told me about the fact that he had been like really ill, sick, throwing up type sick.
Yeah.
And he thought it was because he'd been away and went swimming in like a river sort of thing. And after some heavier rains recently, maybe that sort of thing.
Bit of E. coli.
Yeah. Mm. He doesn't know for sure, but yeah. that's where he's sort of drawing the line to. And he's telling me all about it. And all these memories that I'd repressed for so long just came flooding back and smacked me in the face.
Yeah.
And made me feel almost ill all over again. And it took me back, as he was talking, I could then start clearly picturing in my head my last footy trip I ever went on was to the beautiful city of Hong Kong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we, the second day we were there, went out on a boat. So Hong Kong Harbour, you know, paid for one of those cruise type things where you cruise around for the whole day and they put on the food and drink.
And
then it sort of gets into evening and you see the twinkling lights of Hong Kong lighting up.
Stunning.
Absolutely stunning. And as a much more mature adult, the thought of doing that is, that'd be lovely, like a nice little cheese platter. And look at the, can you believe, look at the size and it's built into the hills and everything like that. Whereas when I'm stupidly late 20s and a complete moron, the main focus was having a few drinks and
then a few more drinks.
Yeah, and then and a bit of music blasting and then, hey, it's warm. It's quite hot in Hong Kong. Let's see if we can do some backflips off the top of the boat into the water.
Okay.
Let's see if we can do the best bomb or ballywhacker or anything like that.
Are people swimming there?
No.
Like, is that...
What person in their right mind, apart from a bunch of complete idiot footballers, would swim in Hong Kong Harbour in the middle of it? One of the busiest, like, shipping lanes and boating lanes.
Seems like there's a lot of action there.
Oh, my God. Action and the amount of stuff that would be pumped into that water, either on purpose or inadvertently, is horrific to think about. But hey, let's jump into the water and do backflips off the top of a boat because we're idiots. Anyway, we had a great time doing it.
Lots of fun.
And we returned safely and all good, and we got back from the cruise. That night, as we continued to kick on to a few little night spots, over the course of the night I just grew more and more uneasy in the stomach.
Clammy?
Yeah, clammy. Just something wasn't
hot.
Something wasn't feeling great inside me. Anyway, I made it to back to the hotel room, rooming with James Kelly, my old mate Cal.
Yeah.
Everything always seems to happen with Cal. And at a point in the night, I just started with, Cal.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, that's come on quick. That seems like it's come on quick.
That's because, I don't know if you've seen the movie with Sigourney Weaver, Alien. I had an alien growing inside me trying to rip out through my stomach.
Oh, no.
And I just, over probably the next half an hour, got in so much agony and pain.
No.
I'm like, okay, so here it ends. In Hong Kong.
Yeah, this is how I died.
In a hotel room smaller than our studio here with James Kelly, who I don't even like. I spent 12 years together. I've announced my bloody retirement from footy and I don't even like the guy.
Yeah.
It's going to end with him patting my head going, it's okay.
You'll be fine.
And I'm like, Kel, righto. Call an ambulance.
Oh, ambulance?
Wow. Yeah.
That's saying a lot from you, too.
In Hong Kong. So
Had you relieved
No, it was such agony. I was in so much agony.
Wait, so you no vomiting yet?
Not yet. No, okay. I was trying to. They've arrived, beautiful people. They've strapped me to a gurney. I'm basically, to fit me in the tiny little elevator, I had to be vertical instead of horizontal. Took me to the local Hong Kong hospital. Thanks so much, guys. Like, they were amazing. Got to there and I'm now in this is the end type pain. And I rolled over at one stage and Cal, beautiful Cal. I joke when I say I hate him. He sat with me the whole time. I've now thrown up.
Yeah, great.
But what I threw up was this black, pasty tar, straight out of, like, you know the road when they're resealing the road and they're making the bitumen?
Yeah.
Basically, that's what I threw up. Straight out of Hong Kong Harbour. And it was the most awful, disgusting thing I've ever seen. And within 5 seconds, I'm like, Cal, I feel good. What if we sneak out of this place and
not pay the bill?
And
footy trip.
And we stealth commandoed our way straight back out of the hospital.
You did? Oh, my God.
Cherry ripe, good as gold. I just had to get that alien out of me.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You're asking, Aita, am I the a-hole?
Yes, because a Lady Gaga concert, the setup was, we were in row E and there was a girl in her 20s with her mum, then me, then my best friend Jess. And then in front of us, the row, there was a metal pole in front of the mum and the daughter, which had just flat concrete. No one was supposed to stand there or anything. It was just the way the stadium set up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the row started in front of me, and that was seat one and then seat two in front of my friend Jess, right? Midway through the show, these two girls in their 20s rocked up and they kind of squatted down and leant against the pole in front of this mum and daughter. And I was like,
this looks sus.
Oh, you can't really do that.
Can't peep there.
It's not like you're sitting in a chair. It's not like you're just sitting in a chair that's free.
Yeah.
You know, at the footy, sometimes you look, oh, there's free seats there. I'll go in there. Like, okay. No, and then the next song, they stood up and no one in our area was standing up, right? They stood up and were dancing. And I was like, absolutely not. Security, get out. And me and the chick, we high-fived. Boom. Because we were like, you can piss off. Am I the a-hole?
No, I don't think so. I think they're the a-holes for thinking they can stand in front of and dance in front of people that are trying to watch the show. What would have been an a-hole thing for you to do, but also maybe a bit warranted, was instead of calling security, just involve your boot. If they're in front of you, boom, give them those ones.
I know. I mean, how dare they want to like move and like feel the rhythm of the music and have fun in their life? I mean, feel your job.
Everyone just doesn't hate the idea of a couple of 20-somethings.
Standing in front
your job. Dance, I feel like your job.
Do some more. Do it slowly.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
I feel like your job in life is to put a stop to anything remotely enjoyable or fun.
That is true as well. I have to say yes to that as well. I can't be mad at that. I am no fun, but I don't care. I'm not an a-hole for doing what I did. Ed from St. Albans Park, thoughts?
Season's greetings. Lauren, you're an a-hole.
Okay, that's where Ed finishes.
little context, Ed.
Yes, Tom?
Yeah, what's the context around, like, why is she the a-hole?
Or just in general, am I an a-hole?
Well, apart from the fact that you're no longer a preteen, Lauren, really, I'm surprised your hips let you stay up for a Lady Gaga show. You are getting on a bit.
It went too long, I'll say. It went too long.
And Ed, she's got very sturdy hips. I don't know what you're talking about. Really, that's one way I describe them, actually.
Thank you so much, Tom. I really appreciate that. Bretto in Geelong West, am I the a-hole for getting two people kicked out of a Lady Gaga concert?
No, not at all. Sometimes you just got to stand your ground.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some people just got to be told.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's the entitlement that really gets to me, you know?
I like Tom's idea as well, though. That was pretty funny. The boot. Give him the boot. The G-Town boot.
Oh, wow.
You have the higher ground. It's a gentle
Seems
nudge.
Wrong.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Ma, what's your name? Mama, I'll guess. Mama, what's Dad's name? Trevor or Jeff? It's my guess.
Stop doing that with your eyebrows. It's a real smoky eye sort of situation.
Yeah, I also have an eyelash in my eyeball, but it comes across sexy, doesn't it? Anyway, this is the game where we try and guess either your mum or dad's name with one question each. We do not take clues in this game because the win won't feel as good.
Exactly.
No. Okay, I have thought of a question. Lingy, you've thought of a question.
Yep,
Loggy, you've
right.
thought of a question.
Right.
Okay, we've got Stacey on the line. G'day, Stace.
How you going, guys?
Good. Now, there's layers to this one.
Yes. Your daughter, Alicia, loves this game, but you've dropped her off at school already, and she wants us to guess her dad's name. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Who's starting off with the questions here? Tommy, would you like
I'll
the
start.
First
okay,
one?
I'll start just because I was given a bit of razz and a bit of.
Yeah, about being prepared.
About being prepared before.
Go for it.
Stacey, is Alicia's dad likely to have quite soft hands, or is there a bit of callus gear going on there, do you reckon?
Soft hands.
Soft hands.
Okay. Soft hands.
Okay.
Log.
Stacey, does Alicia's dad prefer a trip camping in the bush or five-star accommodation in the city?
Five stars.
Oh, soft hands and five stars.
Well, okay. I'm a bit nervous about the question I'm going to ask then because it might... I'll give it a go, Stace. If Alicia's dad had the choice between two concerts, we've had so many good concerts in Australia lately, would he have chosen to go to AC/DC or to Kendrick Lamar?
Oh, good call.
AC/DC.
Okay.
Soft hands.
Soft hands. Five star accommodation.
But wants a bit of Akadaka.
Akadaka.
All right, Tommy. Nail it. Come on.
I've got three names. I've got three names swirling around. I don't know what to go.
Let's go with one.
Oh, my God. Stacey, is his name Chris?
No.
Stacey, is Alicia's dad's name Colin?
No.
Of course it's not. It's ridiculous.
I thought Colin loves five star. Maybe he's international.
Don't try and justify it.
It's so obvious. Garbage. Alicia's dad's name is Jack.
No.
What is it?
Sean.
Okay. Oh, sorry. No, that's right.
Sorry, Alicia.
None of my three. Okay. All right. Well, that's a shame. You get a prize anyway. Let's go to Indented Head where Kylie is on the line. Hi, Kyles.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good, mate. Good.
We're trying to guess mum's name. Is that correct, Kylie?
Yes, that's right. Mum's name.
Okay. I'm going to lead off with the questions this time, if that's okay.
Of course.
Thank you so much. Kylie, is mum's name a sort of a longer, more traditional type name, but is always known by a nice, short, sharp name?
It can be, yes.
And what is it?
Yeah, I know. I don't know if that's legally allowed.
That's fine. It's a shortenable name.
Okay, good one. Shortable? That's a word?
Shortenable, I said.
Sorry, my mistake.
What's your brilliant question?
Okay. Kylie, does mum love a pool or does she hate bodies of water?
She hates bodies of water.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. It is. Helen's much the same. That's why. Yeah.
Name that can be shortened, hates water.
Hates bodies of water.
Kylie, if someone makes a silly move driving and your mum is sort of on the road as well, are you going to hear about it or will she more internalise that rage that she feels?
You'll hear about it.
Okay. So we've got a shortable name. She hates bodies of water. Loves a bit of road rage.
Yep.
Okay. Kyles, I reckon mum's name is Jennifer, shortened to Jen.
No, it's not.
Oh, see, now I'm thrown because...
Oh, because I gave you more...
Is that your one? Is that you were going to go with?
No.
Okay.
Can you go with
that? I'll go. All right. Is Kylie, your mum's name, Barbara, shortened to Barb?
No, it's not.
It's on you, Log. It's on you.
Okay, Kylie, is your mum's name Kathy shortened to Kath?
No, Kathy. Okay.
Is it shortened by one letter?
It's still shortened,
isn't
it? You're
off your game.
Catherine shortened to Kath.
Sorry, Kyles, we've been hopeless here. What is mum's name?
Mum's name's Veronica.
Oh, Veronica.
Ronnie.
I love that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well.
Beautiful. Sorry, Kylie.
Yeah, we didn't do a great job of that.
But you win just for having fun with
Hooray.
Us. Put it on next, Kylie.
One more round of Parent Trap next week before we go on Christmas holidays and we rest the game forever.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.